We love to have contained fires. We have some great wood.
Beth Nail zips around her backyard in Allen, past the fire pit, getting ready for an evening on the terrace. It's a respite from her physically demanding job, deep tissue massage therapy. You'd never guess that just a couple months ago, she had lung surgery.
On routine chest x-ray, they found what looked like an anomaly, and it came back very suspicious for carcinoma of the lung.
Usually, lung surgeons would have to make a large incision, spread your ribs, and you'd end up spending about 10 days in the hospital. Beth Nail didn't want to do that, so she and her husband tracked down a specialist in robotic techniques, Dr. Kemp Kernstein at UT Southwestern.
With robotic surgery, they removed my right upper lobe of my lung, and I'm cured.
The difference? Dr. Kernstein used several keyhole incisions instead of a large open cut, so there was less wear on her body. In fact, she only spent 2 nights in the hospital.
You can see that all of the lymph nodes have been removed from the back of the heart very cleanly.
That's Kernstein adding color commentary to a video of another surgery. He makes it clear, robotics is taking us somewhere we've never been. The surgery he's describing? It typically takes 3 to 4 hours. With a robot, he can be in and out in 30 minutes.
I think there's just a wide open future of what we're going to be able to do. I mean, sky's the limit. This is going to be like space exploration. It will be amazing.
Here's how it works. Kernstein sits down at a 4-foot-high viewing station, grabs 2 hand controllers, puts his feet on a pair of pedals, and peers into a 3D viewer. The patient is across the room, and the doctor controls tiny instruments inserted through small incisions. The idea of a robot with miniature arms that can cut, clean, and stitch seems born of a high-tech think tank, but it was actually born on the battlefield.
It's the U.S. military that got this all started. And so the idea that if there was a conflict, say, in the Middle East, that you would have a surgeon, say, in Berlin, that would be operating and might be operating on patients in many different areas of the battlefield without being there physically.
Military telesurgery didn't work out exactly as planned, but all that research and development got robotic surgery off the ground and into wide use. Now hospitals across North Texas offer everything from liver surgery to reverse vasectomy on a machine called Da Vinci. There are 150 Da Vinci robots in the state of Texas. The robotics training lab at UT Southwestern lets residents and faculty members practice everything from running sutures to precise cutting. The $2 million robot looks intimidating, but research study coordinator Deborah Hogg says it's surprisingly easy to use.
It goes where your hand goes. It moves where you would intuitively think it would.
Dr. Kernstein says hands-on robot training is great, but he wants to make UT Southwestern a robotic training hub. Researchers there are already working on technology that would allow doctors to use computer mapping to identify exactly where the cancer is.
These robotic technologies now are giving us the ability to actually get into small crevices and find out where malignancy is located.
But as exciting as the field of robotics is, Dr. Kernstein cautions robot-assisted surgery shouldn't be taken lightly. He says a poorly trained surgical team can be disastrous.
It's not the robot, but it's the person or the team that's using the robot. And I tell patients all the time, it's like putting a F-16 in my backyard. That's a great plane, but not in my backyard.
But when done right, robotic procedures spare patients a lot of time and a lot of pain. If Beth Nail had opted for traditional surgery, she would have spent 6 weeks recovering at home. With robotics, she was back to her old self 2 weeks after surgery.
I got home a little before noon, and I was in the bed that day, sleeping, resting. The next morning, I walked into the kitchen, and I sat in the on the kitchen chair and actually ate a yogurt and drank some coffee, and I really never went back to bed.
Back on her feet the day after coming home from surgery. She can thank the robots for that. Courtney Collins for KERA News.